I have this kind of queasy feeling that I've already glimpsed the future, seen where America might be headed. Sort of like after too many hours on the highway, when you come to a town that looks so familiar, all those proud logos, gosh, it's just like home. There's a sign at the edge of this town that we may be coming to. It says, "Welcome to Pottersville. Mind your own business." In Pottersville, everything is controlled by Old Man Potter, the banker, and he always wants more. He's the only game in town because it's as if George Bailey had never been born. In Pottersville, people are mean and pinched, always under pressure, and suspicious of their neighbor. That's not what Potter had in mind exactly. It's just a side effect of living in a place that's ruled by commerce, where getting and spending is above all. Welcome to Pottersville. Mind your own business. It's every man for himself, and everything is up for grabs. People are customers, demographic units. Sharing is a nice word. One leafy street in town has the palace where Mr. Potter lives. The rest is dingy and in disrepair. Everything has a price tag and nothing freely shared. It may be a town, but it's no community. And so the word public becomes a term of derision, you know, like public parks, public libraries, public health, public education, public broadcasting, public access, public interest. I mean, get real. The people who are running things now, they have a plan, and they don't want you to worry about it. They'll take care of things. Of course, they don't actually know what's coming any more than you or I do, but they're in charge, and there's a few things they want to undo for our own good. 50 years ago, John F. Kennedy said, "A great nation deserves great art." Congress established the National Endowments for the Arts and the Humanities, and a few years later, set up the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Of course, back then, there was no MTV, ESPN, no Lifetime Channel, no Fox. The commissioner of the FCC, supporting establishment of non-commercial educational broadcasting, called television a vast wasteland. Quaint, huh? Thinking of the three national networks as vast. And anyway, a great nation deserves great art and great stories and great knowledge of the world. So what's deserved by a nation that's mean, pinched, suspicious of its neighbors? "Look at you," Potter says to George Bailey, "a miserable little clerk. No securities, no stocks, no bonds, nothing but a miserable little $500 equity in a life insurance policy. Why, you're worth more dead than alive." But in the movie, Potter can't kill the Bedford Falls Savings and Loan Association, which, not incidentally, is owned by the people who use it. In Frank Capra's America, people don't just stay home and mind their own business. They show up and give what they can. And now, let's face it, friends, is a needful time.